We were approached both as representatives of the workhouse and as individuals living in the communities. And so it's for everybody to get involved with, from people that might have a holiday home in the community, people that might just work here 5 days a week, to people that have been living here for 50 years. And it allows people to come in, have a discussion about what they would like to see in the community. What do they think needs done? These are the people that are in the community every day. These are the people that are engaging with the local heritage, with the local facilities and services and enterprises. And it's good too, because the people that are engaging with it are from different social backgrounds. They're able to have very specific inputs related to, for example, mothers might have a different opinion than a single person in their 60s might have.
Can you give us any sense of, or maybe you haven't gone through the data yet, any sense of the type of things that people are talking about, or are we really just at the beginning of this process now?
Well, for ourselves, we have decided to launch a survey to really gather all this data and information. So our survey is actually made up of four different parts. So it's development, services, employment, and recreational activities. It can either be done through a hard copy or online. And the sort of data that we can't really say what the data is so far, but there's a lovely sort of a variety of what people want in the town. It's nice to see as well that just kind of the gears going, like there's some things that I might not think of as a single person living in the area that might be the first thing that somebody who drives in every day might think.
Yeah, and then you throw it all into the pot and you get you get the views of a good cross-section of the community.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's nice as well because it's such a very, it's quite a casual, well, not casual, I should say, but it allows people to kind of say without fear their own
opinions.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying. Yeah, it's a safe space to have your say without being, yeah, I know what you mean. Because if it was a public hall meeting, I think what happens is you get those that maybe are the most vocal or passionate, whereas this is more inclusive, I think.
Yeah. So the people that actually make up the group as well, and like it's a mix of us. So there is about 20 participants altogether in the project, and our team leader Rachel is great at running the courses and guiding us through the process to finally create our project, which became the Needs Assessment Survey. So we're made up of local businesses, local social enterprises, community groups, and volunteers as well. And we've had meetings online. We've had meetings in person here at the workhouse as well.
Would it be fair for me to ask you what, you know, something that you might like to see?
Oh, well, there's a few things I'd love to see, but it's really about kind of what we as a whole would like to see and kind of opening up that discussion. Like, there's always going to be some things that I'm going to want to see in the town, but I think it's so important that we hear everyone's voice and we kind of assess exactly what the services, what facilities, and what the town needs right now. And then maybe in the future, hopefully, some of the things, other projects that might be suggested in the survey might be able to come to fruition.
Yeah, and what then, you know, because this is going to be quite an important document and I think it's going to be really reflective of the local people's views. What do you hope might come from that? Like, then who takes ownership of it, Roisin?
Well, it'll really be the ownership of the community itself. So once we have the data ready for the survey, people are welcome to come with us and see if they can assist in any way in getting the plans off the ground. So it'll help us firstly look at funding opportunities, what amenities we could apply for, how we can even come together and provide those services as well. They did something very similar in Huntly in Scotland through Innovating Communities, and they put out a survey. They looked at the needs of the town, and specifically there was a huge problem with the commercial businesses in the town centre. There was a sort of decline for those businesses. So the community came together and assessed, okay, what do we need to do? So they were able to rent vacant buildings, and they've since been able to expand that as well and increase the business in the town centre. That's just one example that we've seen.
Yeah, and there are other examples around the county whereby, you know, maybe it's through frustration or whatever it is that people have organised themselves and started to make real change and real impact, and it can be done. So how do people, innovating.ie, is that the URL that people can find the form on?
Yeah, but people can actually find the form on the workhouse's website under the What's On heading. There's a wee link that takes you through to the survey. Mm-hmm. It only takes about 5 minutes. I say it takes about the length of time to boil the kettle, to make a cup of tea,